Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rudy Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. Following a well-attended candlelight vigil in front of the Curry County Courthouse last night for the three airmen from Canada Air Force Base that died in a tragic training accident last week, Governor Susana Martinez is making their mourning a statewide matter. Through executive orders, the governor called for flags to be flown at half-staff around New Mexico today through sunset. In the order, Martinez noted that their loss reminds us all of the dangers of those who serve our country in uniform every day, at home and around the world. She added that the hearts, thoughts, and prayers of the people of New Mexico go out to the families and fellow service members of these U.S. Air Force officers in memory of their service and sacrifice. Xcel Energy is getting into the wind business, or at least expanding their utility-owned developments. Regulatory filings were made in both New Mexico and Texas by Xcel Energy earlier today, seeking approval to own wind turbines in the Texas-New Mexico service area and also a third deal to purchase wind energy in a long-term contract from another development. The one in our local area is the Sagamore Wind Project in Roosevelt County, located about 20 miles southeast of Portales. The driving factor behind these purchases is to lower the cost of energy production over the next 30 years. Wes Reeves with Xcel said that wind energy is now the best deal as they move forward in securing energy resources for the future. And it helps build the tax base and economies in areas where the turbines are going in. Under the company's proposal, Xcel Energy would acquire the Sagamore Project site from Invenergy LLC. The project would be commercially operational in the year 2020. The electricity at the facility would be generated by wind turbines manufactured by Vestas. The project would provide up to 300 construction jobs and 20 to 30 full-time operations jobs. And in regional news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced they are making more than $6 million available in funding to implement practices that help private farmers and ranchers affected by the wildfires in Texas and other states. The funding is through USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and their EQIP program. The funding will be targeted to assist producers as they begin to restore scorched grazing land, rebuild fencing, protect damaged watersheds, and implement various conservation measures to mitigate losses. It's time now for sports with Amber Kay.
With your Rooney Moon Broadcasting Sports Update, I'm Amber Kay. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is becoming upset with the way that teams are choosing to rest their starters in some pretty big games. Silver called it a significant issue for the league, and he's pressing team owners to be more involved in the decision-making process. The problem is that you have fans complaining of paying a premium to see stars in action, only to find those players getting the game off to rest. It's also a problem for TV networks, who pay $24 billion to the NBA in the latest contract negotiations. So that's the question for the day. Should the league be sensitive to players needing rest or keeping the fans and networks happy? That's been your Rooney Moon Broadcasting Sports Update. I'm Amber Kay.
The aerial forecast for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 41 degrees. And coming up on Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 79. Taking a look now at the KSL Country Community Calendar. Things coming around our local area for tomorrow. There's going to be a town hall meeting. The Roosevelt County Land Use Committee will be conducting a public town hall in regards to the Roosevelt County Land Use Plan. The meeting for Wednesday will be conducted at 10 a.m. at the Elida Community Center. Toddler time at the Clovis Carver Public Library tomorrow. That'll be at 10 a.m. And preschool story time at the Portales Public Library. That'll take place at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. And also the teen programming at the Portales Library will be at 4:30 in the afternoon. That is a look at the KSL Country Community Calendar this hour, underwritten by Steed Todd Funeral Home and Crematory. Family is the most important brick of life. If you haven't done so lately, call someone special in your life. It's sure to put a smile on both your faces. That's your local news update, part of Rooney Moon Broadcasting's community commitment to be your number one local information station. Have a great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country.